At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Being intentional about things provides a sense of fulfillment. When you aren't moving closer to the things that is meant for you to do, that you feel as though you need to be doing, low-key feels like you're not growing. You feel stagnant. With that intentionality with God, you can have chaos going on in your life, but when you're not praying, chaos is able to get to you. Yeah. But when you are praying, when you are keeping that relationship with God, He's your shield. So even though the chaos is there, it's almost like you have ultimate shield that can protect you through all of that.
It's very important to know your direction. It is good to have an idea of where do you really see your future being 3 years from now, 5 years from now, and where God sees changes need to be made, He'll make those changes. But a lot of us make to-do lists and not goals lists.
I've been more intentional with how my days are going, not letting little things throw me off. By the end of the week, I need to say, I got this done. Like, if I can't pinpoint something that moved the needle for me, that's not good at all. When you're focused on something, you know that you're moving towards a direction that you want to get to. And we think we're doing things that's moving us closer to our goals, but really, since we're not intentional, we think we're going over here, but really we're going over here because we're not being intentional.
Hey, what's good, y'all? Welcome to Growing Pains Podcast, where we talk about business and the life of a young adult. I'm Travion.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Yanni.
Hey, y'all. It's Jada.
Jada not rocking with y'all because she's too busy on her phone.
No, because this girl texted me. I had to put on
the That is unprofessional.
And that is so unprofessional.
It's a client.
What example do you provide?
Customer service.
But you are in the middle of doing your job, right? Your business right now.
Right.
And your attention is
divided. They wouldn't even know. The camera wasn't even on me.
It was. You were literally saying,
hey, y'all can't even see the Jada. Y'all can't even see.
She said, hey, y'all, I'm Jada.
I did
She said, hey, y'all.
I literally did it.
She said, hey, y'all, I'm doing another job right now.
Hey, y'all, I do not care about y'all.
Anyways. Hey, friends. Hey, family. Oh, GP crew.
I'm professional.
GP crew.
That's what you doing, guys?
The game size is crazy.
We are not gang affiliated.
If you see us in the street.
What is that?
We're gonna get somebody popped, laid out.
What is that?
GP!
You throwing some up C's.
This is a G.
Yeah.
How do you even do? I've accidentally thrown some. Let me stop.
Yo. GP? We just walked into the hood in this episode.
Like,
quick little hood walkthrough. It's like that one night when we was about to go down that dark. Well, y'all were about to go down that dark.
That was a white neighborhood establishment.
That was not no white neighborhood. You don't know what was there.
I've been in that neighborhood.
In the night? No, you haven't.
I've been in the day. It's a white neighborhood.
Neighborhoods be different at nighttime. Exactly. You never know who was in that neighborhood trying to
rob. What, it would have been thieves and robbers at night?
Yes, and you're going to walk right into them.
And I mean, you discriminating your own but people because you're talking about they're white.
Exactly. No. So what you trying to say about black people?
Because if they were black, she would have probably not went.
I would still have went. I would have. I said, no, I'm saying I wouldn't. Like, I disagree with you. I still would have went.
Would you?
Anyways.
Yes. What the heck?
Somebody's birthday just passed.
What? What?
What? What? Big 30, yeah. Dirty 30, yeah.
Dirty 30. Don't do that.
30 years. Can you do something for me?
I am 26. Thank you very much.
Big 26. How did you feel?
Okay. Sorry.
What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, what age does somebody become an unk?
I say like a good 45.
45?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
This 30 girl, is not old.
This girl, I know she's, I think it's when you pass like children years.
Okay.
So this girl I know, she turned 40 and now she called herself auntie. Like,
okay. Yeah. Like you are auntie when you hit that 40 mark.
Yeah.
40. For sure.
Okay.
Like, I feel like from one all the way up until 20, you're like a kid. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then from 21 all the way up until like 40,
developing.
You're like developing and growing at each stage. From like 20 to 30, 30 is like when you start really getting in that mature
stage. I feel like, yeah, 20s is you being like a miniature adult. Not a miniature adult.
No, for real.
But like, a miniature adult.
It's like you're literally just transitioning. Like,
you're an adult stage.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay. But how was your birthday, though?
It was really good. I thought that my birthday was going to be...
But why?
Okay.
Why'd you think?
Oh, because it was just like, yeah, a lot going on. I thought.
Tell them what went on. You posted on your story, so you might as well put it all out right here.
Anyways, I was. Dang, I'm not going to give you shit.
I'm like, hold on.
You're like, say it right now.
I'm like, get to the point. No, because I like hearing the juicy stuff. Real quick. If you're not subscribed to the channel, what are you doing? Tap in,
twin. Take a 5-second break and go subscribe.
Exactly. We got so much on our channel, y'all. We got vlogs. We got challenges. We got silent library. We got everything. So what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
Go subscribe right
what
now.
What are you doing?
Go subscribe. Stand on business.
Exactly. Stand on business. Yeah.
Let's get back into the episode.
Anyways.
I've been acting like I don't know.
My car was stolen from me and Yanni's house. And if you're the one that stole my car, it's a bomb in there. Nah, I'm playing.
It's like you got 3 seconds to
look. My car got stolen. It was when everyone was out of town. And it was real ghetto or whatever. But I was good. The car wasn't necessarily... What made me so sad, it was more so I was good because this happened like exactly 2 weeks before my birthday. And so I was good. It was more so stuff I was seeing that was planting seeds that was making me sad. And then the car just kind of melted into that, like added on top of it. Like all this stuff and I don't got a car. But
And just for clarity, how long ago... Like, what was the time period from when your car got stolen to your birthday? So people kind of
know. Oh, it was 2 weeks.
Okay.
So it was on a Wednesday. My birthday was 2 Wednesdays later. Mm-hmm. So it's exactly 2 weeks. But, so it was that, just plus stuff I was seeing that I was watching that was just more so really making me sad. Mm-hmm. And then I was seeing this post talking about pre-birthday depression. And I was like, this birthday about to be so depressing. And it ended up being really great. Me and Yanni had a great day on my actual birthday. We went to the movies.
I was in LA.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a chance to come.
Yes. But we went to the movies and it was really fun. And then...
Oh, and then we went to on a side mission.
Yeah. After. We went to a little motorcycle car show with a bunch of unks.
Yeah.
Unkties. Mm. Aunts.
We was on our way home. We was like, oh, let's go over there real quick.
Yeah, it was cool. And then for the weekend, we did a little day trip to Florida.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody that came.
No, for real.
For sure.
Made it out the group chat. But that was really fun, too. We went to Panama City. That was my second time going. First time I went, it was, like, super cold and rainy. So that was my first time actually seeing what the beach looks like in nice weather. And I was like, this beach kind of cute.
Yeah.
Like, it's doing its thing for real.
I don't know what my expectations were at the beach, but I honestly wasn't expecting that. Like, it felt like a little resort kind of.
Yeah, felt like, we at the beach.
Yeah, like a real, like, oh, nice this is, little... like, a nice beach. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
I don't know what I thought. I didn't.
Was it better than you expected?
Yeah,
okay.
It was. I wasn't thinking, like, this is going to be some down bad beach. But I also wasn't expecting that either.
Yeah, but I knew it was a popular beach because I believe, in the springtime, that's when all the college people be there. Mm-hmm. So I knew it was popular. I just had never been there during that season when, like, it's all nice outside. And so the beach was honestly super nice.
It was nice.
It really was just, like, this is, like, a for real trip. Like, it felt like a real nice little mini vacation. Yes. We had the snacks, the vibes was good with everybody.
We had some big back snacks.
For real, like, them cupcakes was hidden, but we had volleyball. We was just laying out in the sun. Trey dancing. And some of them did jet skis. Yeah, we was dancing. in. Like, we was just honestly enjoying ourselves. We was out in the water. Like, it was just really, really nice. So I had a great, great, great birthday. Oh, and we went out to eat. Had a little bit of Mexicano, you know. That food was good.
Yes.
Yeah, that food was
good. Oh, my gosh. That food was so good.
It was.
It was delicious. I just wanted to, like, oh,
she got
God.
Birria tacos.
Yes, those were some incredible birria tacos. Those are my second time having those type of tacos, and those were way better than last time.
Mm-hmm. And then we also tried to go look at the sunset, but it was not.
It was blocking the clouds. Yeah. The sun was going behind the clouds, so yeah. You couldn't see it, unfortunately.
Sure. But then we ended up getting home like around 2 a.m.
Yeah, 2:30. 3 o'clock, actually. 3. No,
3, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on, 3. I had slept in the driveway. Like, as soon as I pulled up, parked, turned the car off, I leaned the seat back, and I was knocked out.
I was exhausted.
Yeah.
And I was still exhausted when I woke up the next morning. I'm still tired now, honestly.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, like, I almost pulled another all-nighter, because it was essentially, like, 2 days of no sleep, because we woke up at 5 in the morning. Trey didn't go to sleep, though, before the trip. Oh, so, yeah. Woke up at 5 a.m., because Yanni woke everybody up early.
For sure.
Woke up at 5 a.m.
She was too excited.
We were supposed to wake up at that time.
No,
I mean, y'all, we were supposed to wake up at 5:30. I called 30 minutes early. Like,
exactly. That's 30 minutes worth of sleep.
Because y'all be on
disappeared.
Y'all be on black people time. So I had to
And then
make
we
sure.
were still a whole hour late.
Right.
Who?
Everybody.
Everybody. We were supposed to meet Solomon. There at 7 o'clock. We did not get to Waffle House till 8 a.m.
Well, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, that don't got nothing to do with me.
Because I was ready to do. So, but, yeah, it was really cool, though. Like, but it was literally the whole day. Yeah, 5 a.m., we woke up and then didn't go to sleep until, I guess, when we got home at 3 a.m., Trey and Solomon got home around 4. And so that was literally a good 24 hours of
all day
doing this whole little Florida thing. But we were like, okay, yeah, we're doing this every month now.
Every month.
Like, because I think it's good to have a day of just doing nothing. Like, literally, that was like a nice way to just, like, relax.
Connect with some friends.
Yeah, like... I know you still had to work, but it was still like a break to mm-hmm. an extent, you know? So I feel like it's good to have days where you just literally chill. And typically if I have a chill day, it's just at home, but it's like, that's lame now. Like, I just have a chill day at home. Like, if I want to do a chill day, I want it to be something like, you know, that actually feels relaxing. So I do look forward to us doing this more consistent. It looks like we may go to Tennessee. Savon mentioned Myrtle Beach,
New York.
I run New York, but I'm here for the day trip vibes for sure.
But I'm glad you enjoyed your birthday.
Yeah, me too. And then Yanni and Trey got me in a car.
We got her a pink Jeep. It was so cute. I said, Jada, come outside.
Yes.
Yeah, she got a new car now.
Exactly. They said, you know, since your car got stolen. But nah, they got me some new shoes. I be keeping my shoes in the car.
And they took them. I wonder.
Yeah.
What? I don't know if that's a good joke, but I was going to say, I wonder, like, what music were they listening to when they stole a car?
Bruh. They was in the bad boys.
Like, I wonder if they were leaning the seat back, like, hey.
Right? Because who's still stealing cars? It is 2024.
Everybody's stealing cars, man.
It's no way that, like, I don't know, like, how you get away with that.
For real. And you said it was broad daylight. Yeah, who's stealing cars in broad daylight in a whole neighborhood?
That's bold.
It that is a different type of bolt, bro.
That is like enough.
Like, I'm trying to stop. Yeah,
like, we're like going in. We're like, oh my gosh, your tires are gone.
Yeah,
we're like, you don't have nothing left. She's like, we're like, your purse, everything is gone.
Your shoes, who's doing that type of stuff?
Bruh. And I had my very first ever pair of Jayo jeans I made in there.
Dang.
That I had gave to a client. Great. It's gonna be they're one of one. They're the only pink pair of Jayo jeans ever made. So if I ever see somebody wearing them, I know who the thief is, because those are the only jeans like that in the whole world. That's it's crazy. Only one pair of pink Jayo jeans.
Somebody wearing them right now should ruin it. And like, let me take these off. If it was a guy, he probably gave it to his girlfriend. She probably wearing it.
And I'm going to be like, I know what you did. Okay.
Wouldn't that
like,
be something, though? If you actually do see somebody with the original, it's like, let me talk to you for a second.
Exactly.
You're like, where you get those from?
I'm going to call the police on them. I'm going to be like, this person is connected to the stealing of my car. Not they're affiliated.
So do you plan on getting a new one?
Yeah. I want to get a Jeep. Again.
Oh. Again?
That's my first car.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Are you going to get a certain color?
Yeah, I want a bright color. Last time I had a gold Jeep and it was cute. Oh.
Gold? I've never seen a gold Jeep before. Mm-hmm.
It was like cute or whatever.
The gold, like, well, it's not gold.
I don't think I've ever seen
it. No, it was lighter
Jeep.
Than that. It was.
It like was, that right there?
Maybe like the color of the board, but a more goldish tone to it.
Yeah, I've seen a gold Jeep before.
But, I think I want like red or something this time.
Red will be fine.
But I was like, I never wear red. I'm not a red person. But
and
I was just like,
stand out too.
Yeah.
But I'm like, typically if people get a color for a car, it's a red. You know, like
don't red cars like isn't it more insurance or something? Like it's hard.
I do never heard of that.
Yeah, certain colors do cost more insurance.
What? Yeah, that's so ghetto.
Yeah, and you're more than likely to like get pulled over and stuff with like red cars.
That's okay.
You already get pulled over enough.
Oh my no god! Stop speaking against my life. Oh my god.
I'm just trying to help you out. I'm like nothing else. I'm just trying to help you out. The red cars begin.
Maybe I like orange and pink, but I don't see those as car colors. You know.
I mean, you can. Orange, I could see as a
Jeep gets super girly. And it I'm does. Like, am I that girly? You know?
It does.
You like tomboyish a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Not trying to be funny, but you really aren't.
Yeah, orange, no.
I feel like orange is cute.
It's like, huh?
I feel like orange would be cute.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Is that your favorite color?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's
so,
intentionality.
Exactly.
Speaking of intentionality.
Exactly.
You
gotta get
into. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of intentionality. You're supposed to let it go.
Are we a little rusty?
We are.
We are.
It's been a long time since we recorded.
I know we've been posting, but we really kind of like went on a low-key summer break.
We didn't record in July.
Yeah, at all. We're kind of rusty, y'all. We're sorry.
I'm a little rusty. Like, I was trying to figure out how to let it flow.
You
were
like, a little rusty, like how your elbows be with no lotion.
I knew something was coming after that.
Bruh, come on. Lock it in.
I'm trying to figure out how do we transition.
And that was a smooth transition.
No,
I said,
it wasn't.
I said, speaking of intentionality.
You have to say speaking of intentionality.
Y'all should have picked it up. We're a group.
It's like, stop putting the pressure on me.
All righty. Speaking of intentionality, what does intentionality look for you guys in this season? How about that?
You first.
I asked the question.
Wasn't it, you the one who talking about you in the season? No, you're the one who's in the season of intentionality.
How did I get?
So you start.
Well, first off, what is intentionality? I would say it's a sense of purpose, clarity, and focus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, yeah, in a
that's
sense. That's
the real definition.
That's not the real definition, but that's
the trade definition.
That's an accurate definition.
It's like a summarized
purpose, clarity, and focus. You have to have purpose in what you're doing. You have to have clarity with the plan. And then you have to be focused on that plan. That is an easy meaning.
Okay, so the actual, though, I feel like it does align. The actual definition is the quality of mental states that consist in their being directed towards some object or state of affairs.
Okay. So, with that being said, my purpose, clarity, and focus things that I'm working on is just like being more intentional about like getting these goals that I really want to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, actually taking like, so what we've been talking about is like the 6-week goals, 12-week goals and all of that stuff.
Yes.
So that's something that I need to still write out rather than just like letting a bunch of time pass and stuff like that. So with that being said, that has come with, I can start as for my business. I know with like having purpose, I used to do this thing where like I would take on every client that come my way. But being that I have to like be more intentional and put my focus in specific clients or like specific jobs, I'm like turning certain things down now because I'm like, okay, this don't really align with where I'm trying to go. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I'm not trying to work with people that's like inconsistent, stuff like that, or don't see anything bigger for themselves in their content. So that's like weird. With that being said, like I've recently started asking clients, like, what do you plan to do with your channel like within the next year? And some people that said like, oh, I don't really know, I'm just kind of just posting until something take off. And I'm like, so do you think that like posting every 3 months is gonna help you take off? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they just didn't have a plan, and I just said like, you know, right now it just wouldn't be the best time for us to continue working, and I've referred them to some people. So with that being said, I also been like more clear and being more present and like comfortable with knowing that it's okay to refer people. It's okay to like let certain clients go. It's okay to stop working with certain people. So like,
honestly, I feel like that's really good, because even with you being intentional about like I know that may seem like a little thing to some people, like, oh, but does it matter if somebody's consistent or not? I feel like that's showing the type of person they are. So if you're like, oh no, I need my clients to be consistent, that means that the types of quality of their even character traits are going to be a higher standard, because now you're like really dialed in on who you want to work with, you know? So it's like, now you're probably not going to deal with as much stuff as you would if you were dealing with the clients who aren't consistent.
Yeah, for sure. And so with that being said, I mean, it does matter in a sense, because it's like a reflection of like who I would be in that moment. So like, I'm just like, I'm trying to get out of that phase. Like I'm reading a book called No BS for Entrepreneurs, Time Management. It's by Dan S. Kennedy. I forget exactly how it is. But with that, it's been saying like, be more mindful of your time and like the things, the people that you're including in your life and different things like that. Like just being more like prone, like honing on the things that you need to really, really focus on.
That's
like
real.
In the book, he was saying like how he traveled and he did all of these different things as an entrepreneur. And he said that us entrepreneurs, we can kind of be like an enemy to ourselves, because we'll intentionally, like unintentionally, do things just because like is presented to us. And it's like, we don't always have to take on every opportunity. So like, with that being said, I'm trying to make sure that I make more like conscious decisions and not just hopping on every opportunity that comes my way.
That's good.
Yeah. Nah, for sure. I think all of us have been being more intentional, just because we had like this whole wake up call of realizing like, what the heck are we doing? I think that we realized that we was not locked in for
at
real.
All.
And things were just starting to feel like really repetitive, like all of us dealing with the same problems like the whole year and not much like changing as fast as it needed to.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So I just felt like, because we all had this wake-up call around the same time, we were like, okay, let's be more intentional about our time. And I feel like that has like caused us to be more locked in and just more focused on like, what are the things that I need to be doing right now? Because we don't want to keep coming back to the podcast and it's like, dang, we still talk about the same stuff we was talking about last time. You know, it's like, no, when we come back, we want y'all to see, oh, things have changed. Things have grown and things have evolved. And so I would say intentionality for me right now. And also, y'all, while y'all are watching, definitely like let us know, like, what are you being intentional about? If you relate to anything that we're saying, like, let us know. Oh, yeah, like I can relate to what Trey said, Yanni said, Jada said, all of that. But I would say for me, what I'm being intentional about right now is how I manage my time. feel like it's a few things, but I'll say definitely how I manage my time. I'm being very intentional about planning. I think that it's very important to know your direction. It's very important to know, where am I going? I have been the type of person that I do create plans, but I think that I will only create plans that are like 6 months out, or maybe like a year out. Like, oh, I know I want to be here by the end of the year. But it is good to have an idea of, where do you really see your future being 3 years from now, 5 years from now? And I know that especially like as a believer in Christ, I do let God control, like, okay, by the end of 2024, this is what God showed me he has in store for me by the end of 2025, and so on and so forth. But we still have to like create some type of plan, and where God sees changes need to be made, he'll make those changes. I feel like you have to have some type of direction. And so I've literally written out a plan for every single week for like 3 months, 12 weeks. Every single week, this is what needs to be accomplished in order for me to get to my goals. Because I'm trying to be intentional. I'm trying to be intentional about my time. I'm also being more mindful about, what am I taking on? Like, what workload am I taking on? If I get, like how Trey said, if I get some orders from a client and I feel like this does not align with how I want to spend my time right now, then I am not taking that order. I'm going to delegate that order, because I have other things that I'm trying to do with my time to get to my goals. Even the other thing we mentioned too, a lot of us make to-do lists and mm-hmm. not goals lists, meaning we're going to put today I need to go to the gym, today I need to cook dinner, go to the grocery store, I need to wash my clothes, and I need to create a post for Instagram, and I need to type an email. And it's like a bunch of just little stuff that you're putting on here. But a goals list is when you actually write out a list of these. You could have a separate to-do list, but a whole list just specifically for, these are the actual actions that will move the needle that get me closer to my goals. You talking about, on my to-do list today, I gotta make dinner? That has nothing to do with your goals. Okay. Like, that is just a to-do thing. That's just something that's taking up your time. So definitely time management. That's how I'm being intentional right now. Having a plan. That's how I'm being intentional right now. And, yeah, I would say it's definitely going well, because I'm learning, oh, okay, this is what I shouldn't do. This is what I should do. Exactly. This allows me to get more things accomplished. This doesn't. And so each week I'm learning, like, okay, I'm seeing what works for me and what doesn't.
What's up, y'all? Real quick, I know you guys are enjoying this episode, but I just want to speak to all my Christian streetwear brand owners. So as you guys know, and if you don't, I have my own Christian streetwear brand called Wise Label. And in my journey of 3 years of owning this brand, I have experienced a lot of ups and downs, highs and lows. I've experienced wanting to cry, scream, and throw up. I've experienced it all. But the thing is, I've been able to bounce back off of that. And I know even you watching this video, you may be at a point where you want to start your clothing brand, where you want to grow it, where you feel stuck, where, you know what I'm saying, you feel like you want to 10x in it. And I know exactly how you feel. So I actually launched my first ebook. In this ebook, I put every single lesson, every single hardship, every single tip that I've got in this brain in this book. It's filled with game. And on top of that, I am starting one-on-one mentorship. And this is going to be for my brand owners that feel like they want exclusive help with me. For this, it's only going to be a few people before the ebook. It's open for everybody. It's definitely going to be an investment you won't regret. So if you're interested, the link is in the bio. Now let's get back into this episode.
That's really good. And I will say I relate to that. Like, definitely the time management. And like y'all know, I sent a text to them. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. And I just told them, like, if I'm not being as responsive, it's because I'm trying to be more intentional, like, what I'm doing throughout the day. And so that's really the main thing for me, because I'm the type of person where I can get distracted like this. Like, my mind is always going everywhere. And so intentionality for me looks like staying on one thing for a the time period I set and not getting distracted. Like, even if it's a simple text back, or if it's a simple call, or if it's a simple this, like, that will literally throw all my attention off for what I'm actually focused on. So I've been more intentional with how my days are going, not letting little things throw me off. And definitely, like what you said, the to-do list thing, that's a big thing for me now. Like, by the end of the week, I need to say, I got this done. And it moved the needle. Like, mm-hmm. if I can't pinpoint something that moved the needle for me, that's not good at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to be able to say, yes, I accomplished something. Also, I've been intentional with my YouTube channel. I can say that's something specifically for me. I've been posting way more on my YouTube channel for the past, like, I started my YouTube channel, I think, like, 2 years ago. And for the past 2 years, it's been, like, a struggle for me to be consistent and actually stick to my YouTube goals. I used to always say I'm gonna post once a week. And then I would do it for like 2 weeks and then just follow for like 2 months. But now I've been posting like multiple times a week. I did this challenge where I posted 5 times back to back in 1 week, which is really good for me. So I'm definitely seeing the fruits of that, too, because I've been getting like brand deals reaching out to me. And also I dropped some digital products. So I've been intentional with making money from content as well, because I feel like for the longest time it's like, OK, my content is doing well. But I'm like, I kind of need to benefit from this, you know, because people are getting paid. So like, why can't I get paid, mm-hmm. too?
Yeah.
So I made some digital products. If y'all want to support, it's going to be in the description. But yeah, that's been going well. I've been making sales from that. But yeah, definitely time and like my calling. So YouTube channel, my social media, I've gotten more clarity on like my tone on mm-hmm. my Instagram page. So for the longest time, I'm like, okay, my personal brand, who am I talking to? Like, I know I talk about God, whatever I do, I'm gonna talk about God, but like, who specifically am I targeting? So mm-hmm. recently I'm like, okay, I'm targeting young Christian creatives. Yeah. And I'm like, that's a great lane for me because I love these types of conversations. So
yeah,
that's another thing I'm being intentional about, and I'm seeing the fruits from that as well. So yeah,
that's good. Yeah,
for sure. That's good. Definitely with like the whole time management thing, I feel like that's one of like my biggest struggles. So like, I'm doing the things to like actually take the time out to like see growth in that. So like, yeah, reading in the book that I'm reading, and then also just like making sure that I'm like being punctual to on different things, about like time, all of that stuff. If I know I need to be somewhere, like try my best to get there on time, even if it's like a few minutes before the time that I need to be there, like at least that's some sort of growth that I could see for myself and physically like be able to look back and be like, okay, you made this progress. And then the whole thing about like the to-do list, that's another thing that I struggle with time management, is a lot of times I'll be like looking at my weeks and I'm like, okay, I really didn't get nothing done towards my goals. You get what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times I'm just like, okay, I got to do these orders. I got to go to the gym. I got to eat. I got to cook. It's like all of that stuff you already know you got to do.
Right.
So what are intentional things that you could really set for you to do on a week-to-week basis where, like, you break it down? My biggest struggle, and y'all can let me know if y'all deal with this too in the comments, is I like to do things in chunks. So, like, if I have anything to do, I like to do it as one big thing at a time, when really I learned that I can start breaking things down. So let's say, for example, one of my intentionalities that I need to focus on is moving. So instead of like thinking I'm gonna just move in a day and like look at an apartment and move right in, I need to break it down. So one thing that you helped me with, Jada, is that I can look for apartments 1 week. The next week I can like block off all the apartments that I like. And then the next week I can follow up with like doing the things like, okay, what's the best apartment right now? What does your funds look like? Visits, all of that stuff. What is the other stuff? Like visits, it would be also just taking the time out to like check my funds and all of that stuff. And really like,
yeah, like get plan. Things in order. Like when you apply for an apartment, you actually have to like get like your, if you have a job, it would be your pay stubs, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you are entrepreneur, like getting everything together for an application, like yeah, calling around and asking them just different questions, like whatever, like you can ask them about, I don't know, I haven't done this.
You
can
ask
so
them
long.
About a few things, like what's the neighborhood like and all of that stuff, and even just like,
yeah, how are things handled with maintenance,
yeah,
what's the turnaround time, different things like that. But it's a lot of ways that you could just be intentional about going after your goals, for sure. And why do y'all think, I guess to like wrap things up, why do y'all think it's important for, I guess, the people watching? Like, why do you think it's important for them to be intentional? And what are some key things outside of what we mentioned that they should be intentional about? Like, what are some areas, key areas that they should be intentional with outside of time management and, I guess, you're setting your goals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else should they be intentional about, and why is being intentional important?
Being intentional is important because it moves you to a direction. Mm-hmm. So without any time, I feel like a fruit of intentionality is focus. And so when you're focused on something, you know that you're moving towards a direction that you want to get to. I feel like when we're not focused and we're not intentional, then we think we're doing things that's moving us closer to our goals. But really, since we're not intentional, we think we're going over here, but really we're going over here because we're not being intentional.
Yeah.
When you want to ride a bike, you have to intentionally move the pedals to move the bike. But if you're not intentionally moving the pedals, the bike isn't going to go anywhere. And that's how it is with life. And yeah. So I feel like some key areas to be intentional about is definitely your relationship with God. That's the foundation. If you're not intentional on setting the foundation, no matter how high up you go, your foundation is not going to be stable. Like, God has to come first in every single thing you do, because he's going to give you the strength to overcome those problems. We're going to deal with problems regardless. So where are you going to get your strength from, the world or from God? And I feel like a healthy source of strength is God, for sure. So intentionality with God, I feel like that could look like reading your Bible, fasting, praying, talking to God throughout your day. Watching sermons, that's mm-hmm. a way you can be intentional with God. Another area of intentionality that I personally work in, because this is for me and I'm just sharing what I am intentional about. First God and then my body. I'm intentional with keeping up with my tempo, because if my tempo is not straight, my mind is not straight. I can definitely tell when I'm not intentional on keeping up with my health, keeping up with the gym, mm-hmm. keeping up with eating. I can start to see it. My skin start to break out. Like, my mind don't feel as clear. I don't feel as confident if I know I'm not doing everything I can to keep up with my body. So another area of intentionality is your tempo. You know, eating healthy, going to the gym, even if it's just going for a walk. It doesn't have to be extreme goals. It could be something small, something you know you can be consistent in. That's what really matters. So your body, your spiritual life, your tempo, and then I'll also say your mindset. And you're being intentional with your mindset.
I'm taking up all the intentionalities.
Right.
Like she said. Okay, this is the last one. There's other areas I can say.
She's like, think bigger.
Lastly is your mindset. Being intentional with your mindset could look like watching podcasts. And I could tell y'all are intentional with your mindset because y'all are watching Growing Pains. You know, that's the area of intentionality that you're working on, a good habit. So, you know, watching podcasts, reading books, and journaling, you know, keeping up with your mindset is everything, because the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so I feel like when you work on these three areas, it's going to show in the rest of the other areas of your life. So I'm going to stop talking because we have to wrap up in a little bit.
So, yeah, I would say definitely being intentional about things, it provides a sense of fulfillment. When you are moving closer to the things that is meant for you to do, that you feel as though you need to be doing, your low key feels like as if you're not growing. You feel stagnant. You may feel as though like nothing's moving for you. And so being intentional, it provides a sense of fulfillment. It provides a sense of fulfillment. And with those things, the thing areas to be intentional in is definitely having a relationship with God, because that is gonna be the thing that seizes everything else. Because with that intentionality with God, you can have chaos going on in your life, but when you're not praying and you're not doing the things to have a relationship with him, the chaos is able to get to you. Yeah. But when you are praying, when you are keeping that relationship with God, he's your shield. You get what I'm saying? Like, he's your shepherd. So he's able to like cover you through everything that is going on in your life. So even though the chaos is there, it's almost like you have a ultimate shield that can protect you through all of that. And then the next thing, you said it, but like, I'm just saying it in a different way, because it's good. Like, definitely your health is important, because if you can control what you put in your mouth and you can control how you exercise and work out, you'll feel better. You'll be more willing to do the things that is necessary. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. When you don't feel good about yourself, you're not willing to go and present that deal to somebody, present that offer. When you're not confident in yourself, you're not willing to have those conversations on camera. You're probably not even willing to be on camera. You get what I'm saying? So definitely being intentional about that. And then also the last thing is being intentional about still living life. A lot of times we may focus on like, oh, we gotta grind. But sometimes the grind, this goes back to us going on this trip. Sometimes the grind is living your life a little. And that doesn't mean having fun every single weekend, but just being intentional to take that time out and get away from doing all of the hard work, like having some hobbies that keep you resilient. The work, just working out regularly can be a thing. Just going out with your friends can be a thing. Taking the time to read a book or go for a walk. Those are intentional things that are like hobbies for you. So that would be my thing.
That's good.
Yeah. I'll say, So I'll say anything that you aren't intentional about is going to die. If you have a plant and you don't water it, you don't take care of it, you don't nurture it, if you are not intentional about it, it's going to die. I went through some old notebooks that I had recently, or one old notebook, and literally there were things in there. The things that I was intentional about, I could see so much growth. Like, since the things that I wrote in that notebook, I think the one I was looking at from was maybe from like 2018, 2019, there were the things that I was intentional about. I saw so much growth and evolution in those things. But there were things on there, a nice amount of things on there, too, that I literally have not touched. I have not thought about areas in my life that I have literally not tried to grow or nurture or be intentional about at all. And those things are in the exact same place as they were in 2019. And so I could see then in that moment the difference. Like what it looks like when you say, oh yeah, I'm gonna work on this thing, but you're never intentional about it. It's going to end up staying in the same place. And I could also see, oh well, there were things that I was saying that I was going to work on that I actually did work on, and I see so much fruit and growth in those areas. So just keep that in mind. Anything that you aren't intentional about is literally going to die. So what do you want to be dead? Think about that. Like what are the things in your life that you don't want to be dead, that you don't want to still be in the same place 6 months from now, a year from now? And I'll say my two things that I think you should be intentional about is, one, be intentional about being a student, not only just a student in your craft, but just a student in life. Like, all, be intentional about learning from other people, learning from your friends, learning from mentors, learning from your family. Like, literally just learn, grow, like practice, like be a student, like always make sure you're growing in whatever craft that you're in. Always make sure you're growing just in life as a person. And then the last thing I would say be intentional about is just rest. It's so easy to honestly put rest on the back end of things because you feel like you should always be moving or working and things like that. But rest, like get you some sleep. Be intentional about sleep and rest. So those will be my things, and we're gonna end this off with a nice little one sentence because we do gotta make it make sense. Yeah, this is where we give young advice or
young advice.
We give advice
to young adults
growing through life. But our make it make sense question, and we're gonna end this off with one little sentence.
Jed is like, don't make it long.
Oh, we got another one. Let me see which one I like better.
Can it be two sentences?
Okay.
I'm just joking.
Let me see. Okay, we got two. Let me see which one I like better. Sorry. Hold on 1 second.
That you're not prepared.
Right. You're talking about one.
I like this one. This one is different. I'll do this one. Okay. Why is it so important? I don't know if we can answer this in one sentence, so let's do that on the next episode. All right, this is what we're going to do.
Rusty.
How do you, because we can answer this one in a sentence. How do you avoid comparing yourself to what you see on social media? Our make it make sense question is, how do you avoid comparing yourself to what you see on social media?
Get off social media. If you don't see it, then how can it affect you?
Good answer. Said it in 10 words. All right, Yanni. One sentence?
Did I know you that?
Right.
One
sentence. She would have made
exactly.
One.
Yeah, I'm going to say mine in one sentence too.
Okay,
don't do that.
See your little one sentence.
How do you avoid comparing yourself to what you see on social media?
Knowing that my journey is different from other people's journeys. Because, like...
All right, good what job. Sentence?
Okay.
That's a sentence. Say no.
I would say
exactly one freaking sentence.
So much you're about to go off script.
Exactly.
Like, I know I said one.
Exactly. I don't know.
No, you was pressuring us. Now right. You gonna get that one sentence.
Okay, to avoid comparing yourself to social media or what you see on social
one
media.
One sentence.
One.
I would say
no commas.
Keep it short.
Just have confidence in your journey and don't focus on what other people got going on.
That's it.
Period. That was a long sentence.
Oh, that was a whole.
Five commas in that.
Don't do that.
Anyways, let them know where they can find us.
Yes, y'all can find us, Growing Pains Pod, on TikTok and Instagram. Make sure y'all are following us on there because we are showing our journeys, the behind the scenes of what it looks like in Jada's life, Trey's life, and Yanni's life. And make sure you guys are streaming on all audio platforms if you're not. And y'all can follow me, Yanni Bretcher.
For sure. And comment down one word. Comment down the intentionality. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes.
You can follow me at Royal Trivion and my creative agency at Royalty Mayday. Let's get it.
Yes. And y'all can follow me at I Am Jada Ellis and follow my couture fashion brand at Jael Official on Instagram.
And I forgot to shout out my clothing brand. Yes. Y'all can follow Wise
Label. Forgot.
Crazy.
Say it again.
Wise Label, my Christian streetwear brand.
Period.
Walk wisely with God.
Alrighty. Live every door. Let you
bye, y'all.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. So just like you, he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.